Now, 7 after the hour, this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by Common Sense. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Richie is, I don't know where he is. And you know what?
Sleeping.
At this point, I'm not going to worry about it. Yeah, he went to a big concert when I said she. I think Janet got him to go to this one. Janet's his wife. So we are here to motivate you. Think about the opportunities that the day presents to you. The race will not be won necessarily by the swift, or the battle will not be won by the strongest. You will have an opportunity today to use your brain and to also perhaps piggyback on somebody's good luck. Good luck is important. Planning and plotting, good, but good luck is also good. And I think you attract luck. When you think about it, Roberta, you think you're a lucky person?
Absolutely.
Jennifer?
I'm here with you on this show.
Yep.
Absolutely.
With your mouthful of oatmeal.
Yeah. I am eating my oatmeal.
Right, yeah.
I consider myself very lucky.
Yeah. All right. There's a preparation that sort of comes from understanding opportunity, and success comes from being able to just kind of have the right seeds. I never will forget when Uri Geller put those radish seeds in my hand, they started to grow. It was an allegory there with that I have never forgotten. I think it's part of the tide of understanding what you have in your own body for strength. And that's the physical strength, not to sort of poo-poo that, is a very important part of, I think, longevity. You know how I am. I think fitness, strength is very important. I think very attractive in men and women. Fitness for all ages. And so here we have another lady who is doing stellar work. And I don't mean that as a pun. She's known as the celebrity fitness guru. I've forgotten exactly how they refer to you. Kathy Kaler, the creator of a club called the Sunday Setup, which I want to highlight here. But you have a lot of clients who are celebrities, do you not?
Well, that I do, and good morning.
We first met last weekend, and I was fascinated in the conversation that Phil Lempert, who is a regular contributor to this program, had the way he told me about you before you came on the air. It really intrigued me. You're one of a number of people, and I say this lovingly, who have found something that you were good at. You've created something. You've gotten close to people who would help you spread this message. And the message is important. It's good. My colleagues, Kathy, will tell you that I'm not always one who uses the soft glove approach. I can be pretty basic and blunt, and it doesn't always win me a lot of friends. When it comes to exercise and the condition of people in our country, I'm not real tolerant, but I don't know that my method works well in getting people to change their habits. Perhaps yours works better. I guess it's just a matter of who you're talking to.
No, you're right, and it sometimes goes both ways for me. I can be very tolerant, and as a trainer, you have to have a compassion, you have to have patience, you have to be able to express and handhold someone to encourage them to change this lifestyle that they currently obtain.
You, as a celebrity trainer, you have regular clients. These celebrities, I don't know why they aren't regular. They just make a lot of money, do things, they do things, they're different than we are. But do you find that you have to work with them sometimes differently, or is what we hear about some people who are supposedly stars not really true? Are they just like everybody else to deal with? You work with Michelle Pfeiffer and Julia Roberts and Cindy Crawford and Jennifer Aniston. So are these people as easy to work with as any other client?
I have always found them to be just like you and I. Mm-hmm. They have the same goals. they get up in the morning the same way we do. They go to bed the same way we do. You know, I've always, it's always a question. It's fascinating to me as the time goes by. It's always that question. Aren't they, you know, what's so different?
Right.
Tell me
yeah.
everything that makes them so different. And in the fitness world, they're the same.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same. And I've been so lucky to have the opportunity to work with these women that you mentioned and so many more in my career. And
why did they pick you, though? What is there about you that's different? Why would they come to you versus whoever else may be around? There's got to be something about you that has been a motivating factor in these celebrities, these women coming to you to keep them in shape.
Well, I'll tell you, over the years, I think that what I have discovered about myself is that I come from Michigan. I came from a very grounded background mm-hmm. and upbringing. I am coming with information that is from a very honest place, a very effective place, and I don't talk. I give them what they want, and the thing about a celebrity is they want to keep their business to themselves.
Right.
And there has to be a level of trust, mm-hmm. especially with the celebrity, there has to be a level of trust. But even when you get to someone who isn't a celebrity, when you're talking your body, you want to trust someone.
Mm-hmm.
And trust is a very, very big connection with someone who is trying to change someone's lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very well put. You have, we're talking to Kathy Kaler. Her website, ladies, Jennifer and Roberta, you might want to check out kathykaler.net, K-A-E-H-L-E-R. You have this sort of brilliant plan. Although it's common sense, and that's kind of, again, what I liked about our first conversation. It seemed to be a lot of common sense wrapped up in this Sunday Setup Club. Explain how that works, will you?
Well, it's something that actually took place in my home. And you started this program talking about looking at the state of our nation with obesity and people who just still can't pull in healthy eating as part of their lifestyle, and for myself, I've had not only this the opportunity to train celebrities, but for years I've been on the Today Show as their fitness consultant with Katie Couric, and I flew back and forth to New York for the show because I lived in Los Angeles, and at the same time I was also starting a family. I had twins, and then I had another boy. I have three boys now who are 15 and 11. But during that time, they were babies and then toddlers. And I would get back from this hectic schedule, and I had these days where I had questions. Did my child have something green to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I am the role model. I cannot have this happen again. I got to figure out a better way to run my home and how we're all eating. So I started doing this routine of, on Sunday, I would go to a farmer's market or the grocery store. I would just have my regular staples bought, and I'd get all of my food. And instead of putting it away, I prepped. And I prepped my broccoli, and I prepped my cauliflower. I got it to the way that I could easily grab it for a snack or prepare it for a recipe. And instead of putting it in those drawers underneath in the plastic bag, I had them in glass containers on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And this began my routine that I just started calling in my home Sunday Setup.
Yeah.
And my kids would start helping me when they got a little older. They could help me make, you know, they would pour the rice in or to make it, or they'd put the boiled eggs into the cold water after I made them. And so it became this habit in my home. And 2 years ago, I came across some women who were helping me market a product, and they were looking at all of my stuff, and they kept saying, you know, you, when you're interviewed, you're asked about how you tell your clients, how you tell Julia Roberts, how you tell Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, how they eat, and or how you eat, or how you should eat. And the Sunday setup keeps coming up. And that was the beginning of the routine that has been my household pet now into an actual program that I am helping people across the country and all the way into the world as a way that I'm helping.
Jennifer and Roberta, it makes a lot of sense. Jennifer is not a mom yet. Roberta is, and I think as I was listening to this, I was thinking about Roberta's kitchen and her refrigerator. And how she lives in New York, and how as I've rummaged through your refrigerator when I've been there, I mean, I could look at my own refrigerator, as a matter of fact. I'm a single people living alone, oftentimes, when you look in the refrigerator, it tells you a lot about their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And whether this idea is good for just families, it would seem to me, I can envision, I have a farm. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have a big, big garden. And I live essentially from late June until now on stuff that's in the garden.
Yes.
But I don't put it in the refrigerator. I just go out and pick it, and then I cook it somehow. And,
right.
And something, but I want to make sure that it's done fast. Is yes. this something that can apply to someone who's living like that?
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. You know, I have prided myself in that, you know, my choices in nutrition have been foods that are closest to their original state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're lucky that you can walk out the door and pull something off the vine.
Right.
That's my dream. Mm-hmm. So the next best thing for that is for me to choose that. You know, now it's very much important for me to try and buy locally grown. It just takes all the steps out.
Yeah.
But anyone, you know, couples, families, people who live alone, people who live with, you know, multiple people, this is just a way to ensure that you've got a better chance.
All right, Kathy,
making
can I
a better choice.
Can will you stay with us for a couple of minutes? There's another page to this. It's 19 past the hour. Kathy Kaler is with us on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
That's right.
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Physical. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program around the country on hundreds of great radio stations and around the world, streaming live audio and video at DougSteffens.com. Our conversation with Kathy Kaler, who is the creator of the Sunday Setup Club. I was talking off the air to Kathy and Jennifer and Roberta and I. We have this pact. We are trying to be, I said that I have a heavy-handed approach to people. I don't understand how folks, when given the choice, and education is really the key here, Kathy, when given the choice of eating well and being healthy versus eating poorly and being not healthy, why would you choose, hello, it's like, duh, and yet people say, well, I can't afford to eat that way, and I want to scream and pull my hair out, Jennifer.
Especially with Kathy's approach, because, you know, my excuse being, you know, working two jobs and just being on my own is that, oh, I've run out of time. Oh, I'll just pick something up quick on the way home, or I'll go to the grocery store and get convenience foods. But what's really cool about doing stuff, and I've actually gotten into this a little bit, Kathy, is by prepping everything and by planning everything out on Sunday, you really have taken away that excuse that you don't have time to make something because you already have a plan.
Right, right. And that's really the key, because we live in a time, especially here in this country, we have every option available to us.
Yeah.
We have every option to drive through. We have orders from the phone. We have, I mean, it's ridiculous. It is down to the individual that makes the choice. You make the choice. So you put yourself in that position, and I just feel that I want to make the choice that I'm going to be able to have a healthy option when I get home every night.
But you also have to move your body. You've got to work things that are not often worked. Maybe some of the celebrities that you work with, I mean, a lot of people think that Jennifer Aniston or Cindy Crawford, very attractive specimens. I remember you were talking about Katie Couric. I remember seeing Katie Couric being interviewed right after she went on the CBS Evening News. Somehow or other, she was on with David Letterman, and she had bare arms, and Letterman was looking at her muscles, and he said, I want to see you flex. And so she did, and the audience sort of, I don't know if it was a gasp, but it was, again, she's not a Hulk, but she has nice musculature, and she can use that. And again, that's the sort of attractive side of it from a woman's point of view. Then you don't get that way if you're eating. You must move your body, but you must also eat the right things so that you can build a body like that. You're not going to build it with fat.
Yes. No, and you know, I spent years with Katie, and she was a gymnast, and you know, you have that as, you know, starting from a young age when you are physical and you keep that up throughout your life. You know, that's just that to me. I mean, that's what I adored about her. She was just so proud of being in control of her physique. And
nothing wrong with that. You have a Kim Kardashian video. You've worked with her and put out a workout video?
Very early on, when that girl was rising up to her stardom of today.
Yeah.
she actually was not in good shape.
Wasn't she?
She did not have exercise as a part of her lifestyle. And the thing that I love about training celebrities is whether I've seen them for 10 years like I did for Michelle Pfeiffer, or the 20-plus that I can go on saying that I still train Julia Roberts, I like seeing what they do after they leave me. And
cool?
I see with Kim, she has stayed in line in terms of she has made exercise a part of her daily routine.
It. All right, the Sunday Setup Club, you have that available at KathyKaler.net, K-A-E-H-L-E-R, KathyKaler.net. And Kathy has offered to do what for people who are listening? We only have a few seconds left here, Kathy.
Add-ons /club/Kathy. So KathyKaler.net/club/Kathy. That's a great discount for anyone to come in. I'm going to hold your hand. I am your healthy living lifestyle coach in my club. So, you know, wherever I am, I'm here in New York actually for Natural Pretzel Month, but I am in L.A. I am accessible because I have the passion to, I know I can help people.
That's cool. All right, so you might want to check it out, and I want to introduce the audience to you, another strong figure in helping the country get itself fit, which it needs to do. Kathy, a pleasure meeting you. I'm hoping that we will not have this as our last conversation. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
O'Reilly. Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Half past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Check out DougSteffen.com today for any number of items that are close to your heart, close to all of our hearts, I guess. Being fit, that's close to your heart, isn't it? There is so much material around there, and I'm so interested in helping out. I am very pleased to have had Kathy here. We'll get some information up on her at DougSteffen.com as well.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. How do you do to those who are watching the video streaming live at DougSteffen.com? Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, has deals on ebooks, hotel rooms, and Oakley sunglasses in a matter of moments. We were just having a conversation with Kathy Kaler, and she and Phil Lempert both do a lot of the Today Show. I was looking at Phil, who is our supermarket guru. He's the guy that gives you lots of info on food. He has some details on the listeria outbreak in cantaloupes. If you want to follow that, at DougSteffen.com. Also today, the story of a Pennsylvania woman who was awarded $100 in damages, Roberta, from Walmart over a 2-cent disparity between an item's tagged price and the scanned price. The district judge sided with this lady, Mary Bach, of Murraysville, whose civil suit against Walmart claimed the company intentionally charged 2 cents more for brown and serve sausages than the price on the tag at the location of the this store was in Delmont, Pennsylvania. So the judge agreed with her and awarded her $100. The suit alleged unfair trade practices, got $100 in damages, $80 in court costs.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, this is the fifth suit at this store for the same problem. Apparently not an isolated incident either, company-wide, where other consumer activists have targeted Walmart, and what they say they're doing versus what they actually do are two different things. So, and how many people notice this? This is kind of the question I would have had for Phil if I could find him, but he's on the West Coast this morning. In terms of buying groceries, I guess, or anything, If you go to a store, and maybe it's not just Walmart, I have found myself, although I honestly admit to not paying as close attention to it as we ought to, every time you go to the grocery store, it's $200. Now, I went in the other day, a week or so ago, I spent $300. I went in the other day, and I'm not even using, I have my groceries.
Just by yourself?
Yeah. By myself.
What are you buying?
Yeah.
I'm buying a lot of specialty things.
Lobster.
Like what?
No. I'm buying things that are, things that are very healthy tend to be very expensive. Especially if you go into Whole Foods or...
Oh, goodness.
No, they are.
They're just really expensive. And so I choose to buy things. But I think that in circumstances like this, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a low-end store like Walmart or Target or whatever, or a high-end store like Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. If you're not watching what those people at the checkout counter are doing, you can get screwed. And I say that not very delicately, but I think that it is pretty obvious. If you don't look through, like now even, they'll ask you, do you want your register receipt? They don't want you to have your register receipt because they don't want you to know how they have changed the prices or they've charged you more. The label says one thing, okay, it's 59 cents. Well, in fact, what they charge is 69 cents. That kind of stuff.
Those little increments.
Right, plus the old bluff. Of leaving once in a while, if you have especially a lot of groceries, and I know people will throw things at the radio, I have found that they will take things out, and when you're not looking, they'll stick them under the counter. Charge you
what?
For them. They'll
no.
stick them. Yes. They will stick them.
Really?
Yep.
You've seen somebody do that to you?
I've seen that done. Yep. Yeah. So it just is the buyer beware principle here. What is it? Caveat emptor is the Latin. And that plays into a lot of the things that you have to offer us, Roberta, with the queen of cheap material. You just got to be very careful. If you got money to burn, swell. But even if you did, why would you give it to somebody if they don't earn it? If they are telling you the price of this product is 69 cents and they end up charging you 79 cents, that's just not right. People say, well, it's business. You get what you can get. No, you don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal from your customers and expect to stay in business. And so in terms of, I guess you can categorize unfair trade practices into any number of circumstances. But I just think people need to be very aware of the circumstances. These companies have gotten so big. They have so much cash. They have so much power. I mean, Walmart, for God's sakes, has more influence than a lot of countries in terms of dollars and cents. You go down to Bentonville, Arkansas, and you see how that town is completely run by Walmart. If you want to do business, they've gotten so big. If you are a big supplier and you want to do business with them, you've got to set up an office. There's a whole office park that's been built in Bentonville to service Walmart. You have an office there. If you want to sell stuff to Walmart, you better be available to them every day. If you're a big, big, big provider of whatever it is, there are all kinds of different things. We know they want to sell just about everything there. And so anyway, that's what this woman, and you see that story at DougStephan.com. Headline, woman sues Walmart over 2 cents, wins $100. Film at 11. Speaking of film and pictures, Roberta sent me something that was very, very, very poignant. A picture of an apple that had been bitten into, left outside the Apple store in London as a tribute to Steve Jobs.
Isn't that beautiful picture?
I thought that was an amazing picture. Matter of fact, we ought to put that up, posted at DougStephan.com. Yep, it says a lot, frankly. And so, with that, we move into an area where Roberta says a lot. Then Jennifer's going to check the TV news for us in a few moments. First, though, let's get the details. You notice that's the broadcaster's way of you. You learn that broadcast. It's not details. There's no such thing as details. It's detail. The details, right?
I'm going to get my car detailed.
Yeah, you're going to get your car detailed, yeah. All right, come on.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
We've been talking a lot about food this morning, and we've got a free e-cookbook for you. It's a Farmer's Market Pumpkin and Squash Recipes. Nothing makes me sadder than as soon as Halloween is over, you see all of these pumpkins that people put out in the garbage, just lining the road to be thrown away. Mm-hmm. Makes me nuts. And people in the neighborhood must think I'm some sort of a crazy bag lady because I'm the one who goes around the neighborhood.
Wait, Roberta, we
and
know you're a crazy
and picks
bag
up
lady.
All of
we
these
know
pumpkins
you are.
That people are throwing out, especially the little ones, the little sugar pumpkins. That are just so, so delicious. So with this free e-cookbook, they're going to tell you something about these pumpkin and squash recipes. Also, you may have a lot more squash than you know what to do with. And this is a good way to use it up. And don't forget, this stuff freezes really, really well. If you cook squash, if you puree it, and then just put it into little plastic containers and freeze it, you'll have squash for several weeks. So pumpkin and squash recipes, save those little pumpkins for goodness sakes. Don't throw them out. We also have a free download for Windows 7 Tips and Tricks. This is a great little book, and it tells you about all the little background things that you can do in Windows 7 to kind of beat the system, which is what Steve Jobs did with Apple, but that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. Oakley Sunglasses, 6pm.com. Do I love this website? I have bought more stuff off of 6pm.com.
Why is they it called 6pm.com at the end of the school?
The last, end of the day, last minute stuff.
Uh-huh.
They've got everything on there, clothing, electronics. In this case, they have Oakley sunglasses up to 70% off. Now, you know, Oakley's can run $200-$300, these sunglasses. And you know the rule. The more you
I don't
pay
know that. Jennifer, do you know that Oakley sunglasses can run $200-$300? I don't even know what an Oakley sunglass is.
I actually did know that, Doug. They're very fancy designer
yes.
shades.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't pay much
Doug
attention.
Doug lives under a rock.
No, I just don't care about that stuff.
But you know about the rule regarding sunglasses. The more you pay for
don't wear sunglasses at night?
No, the more you pay for a pair of sunglasses, the sooner you're apt to lose them. I've bought $2.99 sunglasses, and I can't lose them. I'll leave them behind in the restaurant, and somebody will grab them and chase after me in the streets. Miss, you forgot your sunglasses.
All right, so you're going to love this. This is an aside story.
So the expensive ones, forget it.
When my producer, Ken Kessler, got married in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, or maybe 5 or 6, I don't even remember, it's been maybe 5 or 6 years.
It's a while.
I went down to Las Vegas to go to the wedding. I went down. It was a Saturday afternoon. I flew down Saturday morning, went to the wedding, and came home Saturday night. It was a wonderful experience, and I had, as part of the journey, the opportunity to buy and or lift a whole lot of Elvis Presley sunglasses, which I did.
No, you stole Elvis's sunglasses?
I have probably a dozen pair left. I put them in all my trucks. Wherever I am, people laugh at me because I'm wearing my Elvis sunglasses. I also have the old Ray Charles sort of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
The cheap ones from the wedding.
It cost $2, I think, or $3, whatever it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you like to wear those?
Because they keep the sun out of my eyes.
Because he likes to think he's Elvis Presley.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what, Jen?
I
for
know.
Christmas,
you go,
we should,
uh-huh.
We should contribute and get him a white jumpsuit. What do you think?
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, are we done
Porteroy.
With the Queen of Cheap? Or
no,
still?
We got one more. We got one more. Hotels.com. You know, this is the off-season for travel right now. October, practically nobody travels. Everybody's back to school and back to work and back to what have you. Mm. So it's a great time to travel because there's great deals. And Hotels.com right now has up to 30% off the biggest hotel chains like Holiday Inn, Country Inn and Suites, Fairmont, Radisson, Sheraton, Hilton. So 30% off at Hotels.com. So check it out. If you can travel this time of year, especially October, in the first half of November and the first 2 weeks of December, you get incredible deals. And this is all on the DougStephan.com website in the Queen of Cheap section.
DougStephan.com. Also, as we're, you know what we ought to do is put the connection to Organic Attitude there for this Fountain of Youth, because this is free as well, Roberta. Somehow or other we ought to get it listed in the Queen of Cheap box. The beauty experts agree women, when they get in their 30s, start to show the effects of oxidation. Mm-hmm. You didn't know that's what it was called, did you? Oxidation. Rapid oxidation is burning. Moderately slow oxidation is rust. A product on your body of oxidation are the wrinkles that show up, the fine lines on your face. So if you're in your 30s or older and you want to look at least 10 years younger, take it from beauty expert David Pollack. He's got the way to break through. It's with skin hydration and a peptide that he discovered. It's a miracle. Anti-aging serum called Fountain of Youth will reduce your wrinkles by 63%. And if you're ready for this, David is so sure you're going to love it, you can try it free by going to organicattitude.com and enter the radio code Good Day. Organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day, for the Fountain of Youth, a serum which you put on your face. It does not have oil. It's not, you put on it. It was a wonderful feeling, a really fresh feeling that you will love. Discover America's new number one anti-aging product. It's called Fountain of Youth. Try a free bottle by going online to organicattitude.com and entering the radio code Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Medea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
O'Reilly.
You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jennifer Horn will be along. Actually, she's here. You're not going to be along. She is along. Roberta,
I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. She's still after all those years. She has the television report for us at 53 because there are a couple of things going on, including the gossip. I keep talking about this, but I actually want to spend a little time about on the discussion about Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. So we'll dig around in that in a few minutes. We have 2 minutes for a late 2020 news quiz question. Amanda Knox is back in Seattle. She's been offered a job. Is it tacky to have offered her a job so soon? What's the job? 800-510-8255. She's been offered $10,000, and she has a real problem with money, apparently. She needs money badly. So whether she takes these people up on the job offer, a lot of family legal bills. What is the offer? She has to agree today to do this. So I guess one question is it tacky to offer the job, and what is it? 800-510-8255. You better call us now because we only have a minute. Tell us what the job is that Amanda Knox has been offered since she got back from Italy and being found not guilty, I guess, or just set free by the Italian court. What's the job she's been offered? 800-510-8255. From the Help Your Children Live Better Department, there's a study this week that suggests, Roberta and Jennifer, that the earlier you put your children to bed, the better chance they have of being lean as they go through life.
Of course.
The earlier you put your children to bed, in other words, you put your children to bed late, and they, I don't know whether it's because they're eating more or whatever it is.
People tell you to lose weight, you need 7 or 8 hours of sleep at least a night.
Yep.
And the study also suggests that sleep-deprived teenagers exercise riskier lifestyles. Mm-hmm. They do riskier things. Their behavior is riskier. So, again, more info. Mom, make sure your children get lots of sleep. Amanda Knox was offered a job on a radio station. She'd go to work right away for $10,000. That was kind of tacky.
What?
51 past the hour.
That wasn't you, was it?
That wasn't me.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's a very interesting expression, isn't it? Okay. It did come from the OK Corral. You know that, right?
Yes.
OK means that the beef was, I forget the exact translation of it, but it means obviously it was OK. It was approved in a sense. But there's a long history. I think it is translated back from the Latin, if I'm not mistaken. You think people waking up today want to know about where OK came from? It came from the Latin. Or would they rather know what the latest gossip is or what the latest shtick is from the world of television, the big shows, the big news? Jennifer, what's the story? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm teasing the audience because I want to have you uninterrupted. So we'll do our commercial first, and then you have all the time you need.
Okay, Gene Simmons, the Super Bowl, and the early show.
All right.
That's your big tease.
Sounds like a Jeopardy. It's 54 past. The big tease gets rewarded in a moment here on Good Day.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? We're talking about your vacation bucket list. Bucket list travel doesn't have to break the bank either. International travel expert and author Lee Woodruff says you can really have an affordable trip soon, thanks to the shoulder season.
Shoulder season is the sweet spot right now after the high season, when rates are lowered to attract visitors. Here's one way you can take advantage. Right now, Expedia is celebrating its 15th anniversary with 40% off of thousands of hotels worldwide. Plus, as part of that promotion, you can have a chance to enter their Search for the Million Point Suitcases contest on the Expedia Facebook page, where 15 million Expedia Rewards loyalty points will be given away to Facebook fans through an online scavenger hunt. Free dream trips are up for grabs, such as a two-week stay in a five-star Paris hotel.
Lee also says the key to this deal is to book between today and October 17, 2011, with travel scheduled by the end of the year. For more information, visit Expedia.com.
All right, so Jen, what's the hot story?
Hot story is that, and this is sad news for you, Doug, Shannon Tweed and Gene Simmons did finally get married.
Ah.
And what did they do? Oh, they put it on TV. So there'll be a wedding special live from the Beverly Hills Hotel. Hugh Hefner attended. Bill Maher was there. Kind of fun. Now, Eddie Murphy, there's a big rumor coming that this Saturday he will be back on Saturday Night Live for the first time since he left the show after they had that big falling out. Right. Ben Stiller is in a movie with him. They're co-starring together. He's hosting this weekend, and so Eddie Murphy is thought to be dropping by. And then football season started, but there's already rumors swirling about the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and the big rumor is that it will be Madonna, which will be very, very cool.
Right. All right.
Don't
the discussion about Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, you say he spent his anniversary in a hot tub with a couple of chicks.
Yeah, that's what all the tabloids are reporting, that they're so separated that he had some hunga-bunga with two girls at
hunga
a
bunga
on his anniversary.
All right, here are the ladies from The View talking about these rumors.
Tabloids are swarming around rumors that Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are breaking up.
The couple isn't commenting.
Which some people feel is strange because they make so much of their personal life public on Twitter.
Yeah.
And people want to know why aren't they, you know, giving us the information everybody seems to want. So I'm interested in what you think.
They tweet, like, how many times a day?
Demi and Ashton tweet a lot.
They have one of the highest Twitter rates out there. So I think since this has come out, there are people actually studying the rate at which they've tweeted one another or retweeted each other's tweets. There's a situation going on here. And I don't know.
Situation.
Yeah.
It's like if you're putting yourself out that much, then people get very interested in all the nitty-gritty, and then the negatives come, and then they don't like it.
But why are they obligated? I mean, one of the great things about Twitter, it seems to me, I don't do it because I think it's too much. But one of the great things seems that you can actually be in charge of what goes out about you.
Well, you know,
The mood, because they're still working out whatever they're working out, I don't see why people expect that they're going to tell us everything we want to know, because we want to know it, because they usually will tell us stuff.
Whoopi, you have a Twitter account, but I don't tweet. You don't tweet,
no.
And so you control what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
With the case of Demi and Ashton, when you have Twitter and Facebook, remember when Ashton was saying, follow me, because I'm trying to get to this many followers, follow me, so he's asking. You are inviting people into your life.
Right.
Demi tweets sometimes. She will tweet pictures of her in her underwear with her backside.
Those are her choice. My question is why are we expecting
because
that?
Because when you invite people into intimate areas of your life, sometimes you can't get mad at them.
Jennifer, what's the read on this?
Oh, I think they either have an open marriage, which they've had for a while, or things are really falling apart.
Open marriage. No, what's wrong with an open marriage? If that's what you agree to, what's wrong with it?
You love them, I know.
I don't like marriage at all. But if it's going to be marriage, it's going to be open marriage. 59 after on Good...